I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about why white men should be called terrorists if they commit mass murder. Why white men should be called terrorists if they commit mass murder. So I went in depth on that particular podcast, shared some viewpoints that I think a lot of people share. Just wanted to go on record with my own perspective. So if you haven't heard it, get on over to podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. Also want to shout out weaintscared.com. This is important. This was as a result of helping the residents of Flint with that man-made water crisis, lead in that water. We started in August of 2016. We went around the country, a musical tour, raising money for water filters to send to the residents of Flint. So we will be picking that back up at some point in 2018, so be on the lookout for that. Also, weaintscaredrecords.com. Very important. This was as a result of the tour. This is a unique opportunity for us to tap into the talent that we have been introduced to and use them in terms of helping to expose what they can do, and then also bring some awareness to the label and how we're going to make some changes in the industry. A lot of people say it, well, we're going to get in, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but we're actually going to do it. So we're very excited about 2018. Have some extensive relationships in multiple states, and so lots of talent to come. So get over to weaintscaredrecords.com. Also, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I love Black Lives Matter. The reason I love Black Lives Matter, I'm black, and they're saying that our lives matter. So anybody listening to these podcasts, that they know, if you can't get behind that, you are a problem, and you need some help. So, and let's see, continuing on. All right, so I will be sipping on my coffee today. Made my quick little Starbucks run. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. And it is... I'm laughing before I read this because I already know. I can imagine what people are going to be thinking. But let me just go ahead and tell you. So it is, should all the women that have claimed sexual abuse by Hollywood executives be believed? Should all the women that have claimed sexual abuse by Hollywood executives be believed? Now, I have some notes on my phone here, and I've written some things down as usual. This is really, let me just read what I wrote, and I wrote this probably about a week ago, but this is going to be a very delicate podcast topic, because by its very nature, it's sensitive. And I run the risk of being labeled misogynistic or uncaring about women's claims of sexual abuse. But in all fairness, let me be clear. These are still allegations, okay? Everybody, I don't care who it is, Harvey Weinstein down, is innocent until proven guilty. We have to remember that. I don't care how salacious, I don't care how titillating, I don't care how over the top the claims or the allegations are. We have to remember, innocent until proven guilty. Bill Cosby was a victim of this. Rush to judgment. Still, there are no convictions, right? Only allegations. And it's important to keep that in mind. Now, in all fairness, no matter how difficult the topic of discussion is, it has to be had, right? And you want to make sure that when you're having this conversation, that you're sensitive, because you don't want to, from the female perspective, you don't want them to feel bad about coming forward, right? But there are some legitimate questions that have to be asked about it. So let's go ahead and jump in. Okay, and let me add another qualifier. Sexual assault of any kind is wrong. Okay, again, sexual assault of any kind is wrong and should never happen. If a woman says no, no means no. All right, I think I pretty much qualified and set it up as best I could. So with that out of the way, here are my questions and my concerns. Why did these women wait 10, 15, and some 20 years after these alleged encounters took place to say anything? It seems to me that if this is or was such a traumatic event that took place, that nothing on earth would or should have stopped them at the time from speaking out against these men. Now, some will hear that and say, well, the women felt that their career could be in jeopardy if they spoke out against these men. And my response is, or question is, so are you saying you put your career ahead of your own personal safety and the safety of other women in exchange for a promising film career? I'll say that again. Are you saying you put your career ahead of your own personal safety and the safety of other women in exchange for a promising film career? Because if you say yes, then in my opinion, you don't have a right to complain because you willingly chose to sacrifice your physical safety for fame and potential fortune. Now, if you say no, you were not putting your career ahead of your safety, then the question becomes, why did you not speak out when it happened? You've admitted your safety and the safety of other women was the top priority. So why not speak out 10, 15, or 20 years ago? So either you didn't really care then, or you don't really care now. And maybe this could be an attempt at getting a new 15 minutes of fame. Which is it? And again, I'm not saying that these events did not happen. What I am saying is it appears that as soon as a woman is brave enough to speak out, all of a sudden, other women that, let's be honest, are past their casting prime, for better or for worse, however you want to look at that, okay? And this is on Hollywood standards, because you know after a woman gets over 35, it's a wrap. That's just the unfortunate reality. But again, it appears that they may be looking for a new way to be relevant. Now, most people will not say what I just said because they're scared. But at Ferocious Talk, you all know we ain't scared. These things have to be talked about. So to say what most people are thinking is what we do. It's a difficult discussion, but it's one, again, I stress, that has to be had. Now here comes another difficult part. Everyone has heard about the infamous Hollywood casting couch. I think that goes back to the very early days of film in the 1930s or 40s. And how sleeping with powerful men, or let's be honest, women, can give you a leg up, pun not intended, in your career. This casting couch story came from some form of reality. My point is, are we expected to believe that some of these women were unaware of this casting couch and how it could benefit them in the long run if they give up the goodies to a powerful film executive? Now, are we supposed to suspend our disbelief that's not a possibility? My feeling is no, they had to know. How could you not know? And if you could, Or if you did know about the casting couch, could that mean that some of these women were willing or happy participants in the sexual escapades? And again, with the hopes of this having a better, or them having a better or longer career. Now, I know that could be difficult for some people to listen to. Nobody would put themselves in that position to further their career by having sex for in exchange for a favor. Nobody would do that. Well, it gives the impression, right, that that's the case. And I have a hard time believing that 100% of every woman claiming that they had a problem with the sexual advances. Nothing is ever 100%. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care who is involved. Nothing's ever 100% to the left or 100% to the right. It's usually when you get down to the bottom of it, it's somewhere in the middle. Okay, it's somewhere in the middle. Now, again, this is my opinion. And I stress again, sexual assault of any kind, not acceptable, okay? Just my opinion. But especially because men and women are sexual creatures by nature, we always have to be careful. Women complain on the one hand that their sexual attitudes are repressed or that society doesn't accept it. There's been this outward pouring of women embracing their sexuality, which is great, right? But I think in the whole sexual nature of the industry, some of this stuff is getting confused, and I personally believe that it's somewhere in the middle. And again, let me stress, sexual assault is not okay. And in this whole situation, with more and more people coming out, if there are women that are even listening to this podcast that have never thought about the possibility that some of these women are opportunists, because it's always possible. Shame on you, right? Because nobody knows but the people that were there. But for those women that may be completely making this up or are just jumping on the Me Too bandwagon, shame on you for jumping on that bandwagon, of hate, because you didn't get the career advancement that you were seeking. Now, those women, of course, will never speak up and say, yes, I made it up. Or they will never say, I slept with that powerful executive with the hopes of advancing my career, because then they'll look like a hoe, right? And then they'll look bad, right? But the truth is, again, I have a very hard time believing that every woman was not a willing participant, or some women, right? Okay. And to take it one step further, how do we know that some of these women were not the aggressors? Now, some people will hear that and say, oh, now you're turning this victim into the perpetrator. No, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not turning the alleged victim into the perpetrator. But what I am saying is it's possible, right? I mean, in all fairness, some women, and we've seen the teachers, the female teachers that rape their male students, teenagers at various times during the school year. We've all heard of these female teachers that have sex with their students. And there are instances where women do rape men. I mean, it's not something that is not possible. Now, I know that's not the purpose of what the podcast is, but I want to try to paint the other side to this, that while it's wrong what the allegations are, we also have to understand that it is possible that some of these women are actually making this up, or they're bitter that they thought by sleeping with this man that it was going to further their career, and it didn't happen. And that is the issue that I'm always struggling with when I hear this, especially in Hollywood, because Hollywood is the most competitive industry in the world. Now, I think it's disingenuous, right, to perpetuate the myth that women are always the victim of these sexual assaults and never any willing participants. And again, I know that you can listen to that and say, oh, you're so into. No, look, I am, again, I'm certain it is somewhere in the middle. right? And I'm certain that these guys, they're not angels. Let me be clear. I'm certain that they have some skeletons in their closet, and I'm certain that some of these things took place, right? But I just want to try to add another perspective to the whole conversation, all right? Because a lot of people are afraid to even bring that up publicly, especially, right? They don't want the perception that somehow they're insensitive to women, right? So to continue, I don't know what the answer is to this particular situation. I mean, I know it's great that people are speaking up and continue to speak up, because I don't want that in another 10, 15, 20 years, somebody is being sexually molested or assaulted by some Hollywood executive, and then they come out when they should have come out when it happened. If something is going on that you do not like, man, male or female, speak up right away. Say something right away. Do something, because now you are protecting the people or the persons coming up behind you. You're looking out for them. You don't put your career ahead of your own physical safety. Right? Then there was one actress that claimed that Harvey Weinstein actually raped her twice, right? But it sounded, when you read it, that they were kind of dating a little bit. And so I don't know. It's just really odd to me. You know, when you have over 50 women, right, that are claiming, and then some men. There's one actor, I think Terry Crews, claimed sexual assault. So we just have to be sensitive. I know that, but also understand that the goal in this is that they're allegations, nothing has been proven, and we just have to be careful, all right? We do have to be careful. So in short, there's no easy way, to solve this problem, because again, by nature, we are sexual creatures, and Hollywood is the epitome of pleasure, and anything that you can or want, you can have it. Right. But again, for those women that could potentially be making it up, it's wrong. Right. And you should not be doing it. If the person's going to fall, let them fall based on the legitimate accusations and the proof about their behavior. Well, again, I know that was a tough, it was a challenging, topic. And I'm certain you all have your own opinions and thoughts, and if you see this on Facebook, please, go ahead and drop your comments, shoot me a text. I really hope that, if there's more layers to this, that it continue to be peeled back, because if people are legitimately in pain and they're hurting, they have a right to heal, and they have a right to resolution, right? So, my prayers go out to everybody, right? Because there are no winners, right? The perpetrator's not winning and the victims aren't winning. And Hollywood is losing in the end as well, right? But if this is what it takes to get things back on the right page so that everybody is treated fairly and with dignity, then I'm all for it. But let's just let it take its course and see what happens. So I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.